Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, Brandon, what kind of offseason did you have training-wise and just getting ready for this year?
Yeah, it was definitely busy. Starting right off going over the Worlds. Was over there, fortunate to, you know, get that experience a little bit, but then the injury kind of set me back a bit. But I think a big thing for me was just kind of recover and try to get my, you know, my knee healthy and back to 100%. So I think I did that, you know, and then, you know, just relaxed. Went back to out west to California, cleaned up my place there, and spent the rest of the time back home here, so close by. And, you know, just to relax, you know, it was a long time coming, and excited to be back here now.
So the knee feels good? It is 100%?
Yeah, you know, I have to wear a brace and all, but other than that, you know, it's 100% feeling great now, and like I said, just excited to get going here.
That had to be disappointing, getting an opportunity to play for Canada there and then to have that happen to you.
Yeah, you know what, it was my first experience, you know, playing for Team Canada, and I soaked in as much as I could, got a couple games in, and, you know, just fortunate, you know, for that experience, and, you know, a tough break, and the game that I got hurt there and had to come back. But, you know, I was more, you know, focused on getting healthy and getting prepared for, you know, this season. So
you're not new to the Sabres, but this is your first training camp here. I mean, you've only known one training camp with the Ducks. Is it a little bit different, a little bit weird coming in training camp here in Buffalo?
Yeah, obviously, you know, new faces and stuff like that. But, you know, like I said, Anaheim, you know, I was there for a couple years there and got that experience there. So coming into a new spot, thankful that I got the opportunity to, you know, come in at the time I did and meet a number of people here. So the familiarity there was a little bit better, but, you know, new faces, new coach, new game plan coming into this year. So I think it's fresh for everyone.
You mentioned the new faces. So some on defense, Colin Miller, Henry MDR. What do you know about them? What were you thinking when they added those guys?
Yeah, you know, I don't know the younger kid that too well yet. I haven't got a chance to talk to him too much now, but obviously he's a good player. And Miller, you know, played him a number of times coming from Vegas and whatnot. But, you know, some additions there that, you know, it's good to see. The management there want, obviously, to get some better experience, and, you know, there's some solid players there. So, you know, along with me and the rest of the decor, I'm sure, you know, everyone's happy to have them.
What will Miller bring to the lineup? As you said, you played against him out in Anaheim. What kind of player is he? What will he bring to the team?
He's, you know, an older guy. He's a veteran. He's been through, you know, playoffs, you know, ups and downs with a new team in Vegas. So, you know, he's obviously excited for a fresh start as the rest of us. And, you know, just a solid solid defenseman, you know, plays hard in his own end, but, you know, obviously can pitch in and, you know, play that offensive role. And, you know, a good two-way defenseman from what I know. And, you know, I'm excited to have him on our team.
With a new coach, how much better can you guys be? We talked about the new guys, but how much better can Dahlin be, or yourself, or some of the other guys?
Yeah, I think it's a learning curve, obviously, you know, with a new coach and, you know, that experience. But I know, obviously, Dahls has another, you know, a year of experience, and he'll learn from, you know, what that last year. And as me, you know, I'm still, I think, a younger guy, and still kind of, you know, coming into my role and knowing what my strengths are and, you know, how I can play and how I can be a key part of this team. And, you know, I think as, you know, the two of us and the rest of the D-Corps, you know, learn off each other and, you know, learn from, you know, the new coaches we have. And, you know, I'm excited for the, you know, to start here.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.